single malt sober. I am really lucky today. I have one of my really dearest friends with me. We were aggressive partiers together for many years, and it's really kind of wonderful and inspirational that she decided to get sober for me. It was about a year before I did, and there's kind of like a long story behind it. So, Sam.
Hi.
Hi. I think Sam and I are just going to talk about that today and just kind of share why you decided to get sober. Your story's a little bit different than mine is, but very important because I think a lot of people have gone through what you've gone through.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on here.
Of course. Absolutely. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we've kind of come full circle
now.
Now we're talking about our sobriety.
Yeah, hey, we were aggressive partiers together. We met deep in our party ways.
Yeah, we definitely trauma bonded.
Yeah. I think that's actually a negative thing, but you know.
It's come full circle.
No, I said something to someone and I was like, oh yeah, I have a trauma bond with them. They're like, no, that's a bad thing. It's different.
But yeah.
We relate over our shit is basically.
That's kind of our friend group.
That's our friend group in general, I think.
But you know, half of us are sober now.
Which
ones
is
that probably
crazy.
Need to.
Yeah. Totally. And now we're all working on our shit.
Exactly.
So yeah, so Sam, you basically, I think for us, like as our friend group, we got a message about what happened to you. And that was a really fucked up day.
Yeah. So I've been wanting to get sober probably since my early 20s. I've had fun with it, and I've had so many bad times with it. And I've gone back and forth with it, back and forth, and I've taken breaks. And then I went through a really, really dark phase, and I was partying nonstop. And I was actually headed to Vancouver to see my partner, and I was staying in a Soyuz halfway, and I decided to go out that night and get into my regular shenanigans, and ended up drinking heavily, and I drove away from this little get-together that I went to and ended up crashing my car and totaling it, and I got taken away in an ambulance. It was actually some teenagers that found me.
It was fucked.
Yeah, and I was knocked out by their bags and got taken away in an ambulance. And ended up getting a DUI.
Yeah.
But my realization was when I went into the bathroom after the accident, I hadn't seen myself yet. And it was when that crazy heat wave was happening. It was 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was wearing biker shorts and a sports bra, and I had blood all down my chest and cuts all over me, and my hair, because I'd been swimming, was like this curly rat's neck, and my makeup was running down my face, and I just looked at myself and I was like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
Like, who is this person?
Yeah.
I don't want to be this person. I don't like this person anymore. And I had a really amazing doctor there as well, and he said, this is a turning point for you. Like, do you want to go down this path? And I said, absolutely not. And then they let me sleep in the hospital. And the next morning, I got up, and they kicked me out of the hospital, and I was in a Soyuz, and I had no vehicle.
Yeah.
And so I had to call my dad.
Yeah.
And my dad drove 3.5 hours to pick me up, and just the shame and guilt. I was messaging Maya and my girlfriends.
Yeah. No, we were getting, like, a play-by-play of this, and it was a horrific day. Like, and the worst thing was, is I'm sitting there, like, obviously probably drinking, and you're, like, telling me about how horrible this day was for you.
Yeah.
And it was really, it's frightening when you're front, and we didn't know where you were, and we were, like, all just kind of waiting on bated breath, like, what was happening. And at first I was like, you were like, yeah, guys, you kind of just, like, it didn't give us all the information right away.
You sugarcoated it hard.
And then when I saw the vehicle, I was like, holy fuck. And you're like, yeah, you could have died.
Yeah.
Like, you could have died, Sam. And you didn't really tell us how bad it was initially.
Well, and that's, I was so ashamed. And that's kind of what led me into my journey of getting sober, obviously. But I did it alone. Like, I didn't use a support group or, you know,
A step program. Yeah.
I didn't go to rehab, but I just decided to get sober. My partner is sober.
Yeah.
So that was a great support, but he also lived away at the time. So I isolated hard.
Yeah.
Which wasn't great, but I think it's what I needed to do. I just was in the routine of, like, going to work, coming home, eating sugar because that was what helped
all of us. All of us on the planet are like, oh my God, the first thing you do is sugar.
Just
all the candy.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
And it's so weird. I've never been like a sugar person. Yeah. Excuse me. at all. And now I'm like, I was a stoner. So yeah. Obviously like I ate gummies and stuff like that. But when I was drinking, I just didn't even eat desserts.
Yeah.
And so, no, all of a sudden I'm like, all the chocolate. I never even liked chocolate before. And now I like, it's a thing. Cheesecake is my new jam forever.
Oh, forever. but yeah, so the first bit was super dark and I probably should have reached out to people more. And I should have used, I believe that it would have benefited me to use maybe a STEP program or some support group or something.
But you didn't know what to do.
But I was so ashamed.
I know.
I was so ashamed and felt so alone. I was embarrassed. Didn't even know how to, like, I told you guys and my partner and a couple other people, but I didn't know how to talk about it.
Oh, no.
You know, and I didn't have a license.
Yeah. Oh, no, the shame shit that goes with that is unreal.
Unreal.
And you second guess everything about yourself.
Yeah.
And you are, like, self-hating completely. And you are, and it's scary. It's scary in general to go through something like that. And it's scary to, like, try and change your life alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
And I say alone, but it, you know, I had you guys.
Yeah,
like you,
I know, but it wasn't the
same. But I was. I didn't have friends that were sober at that time.
No, I know.
You know, my partner was, so that was amazing.
That
like,
was,
he's been my friend since we were kids.
Yeah.
Well, teenagers.
I love him.
Yeah. I lucked out with that one. So, obviously, he was a huge support, my friends. I started getting into yoga pretty intensely.
Yeah.
I found, and now I'm into hot yoga, and I find that just...
The
helps
sweat. You
sweating
love
it out.
The sweat, yeah.
You know, and I hate when people are like, oh, just exercise. And but it really works for me.
It works for me, too. Like, it works for me, honestly. Like, I don't think... Like, I always admired how, like, really fitness-oriented you were, like, especially when you got sober.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until I got sober that I'm like, oh, I get it. Oh, okay, now I understand.
Yeah.
Because, like, all that energy and that, like, craziness that's in your brain that you, like, settled down before with, like, other substances or, like... Had a glass of wine at night or whatever. Well, for me, it was like a box.
I was going to say, when did we ever
have a glass of wine? But, like, for me, it was a box. But I don't have that. And to, like, try and settle those crazy thoughts, it's like the gym is, like, so good.
It really is.
It really is.
Yeah, you just exert, you get all, you get your dopamine kick, you get...
Totally,
And, yeah, I actually didn't go... to therapy for about 6 months after.
Okay.
I kept avoiding it and avoiding it.
Well, which is what you do when it's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, kind of kept myself in this little like shell for a while. And I still would like go out and see friends. And you know, I tried to be social and I could be around people drinking it. That didn't bug me. But like, I... was not talking about what was, like, going on for me, right?
No.
And so I finally was like, okay, I need to go to therapy.
I can remember,
yeah.
When we first were, like, in this spot, you were a lot more reserved.
Oh, totally. I would not have been doing this.
No, I know you wouldn't.
I would not have been sharing this story.
No,
And so I started going to therapy, and I didn't even realize how ashamed I was. Like, I was just tearing myself apart constantly.
Yeah.
And so that was like, you know, like we most people know.
Oh,
that
I'm very
therapy
familiar
is
with
beneficial.
I am very familiar with therapy.
Yeah. and so that definitely, and I had an amazing therapist.
Which is
it's
really important.
Yeah. Really cut and dry. Like, she was like my kind of personality.
My therapist is like that too. I'm going to plug her again. Her name is Lucy Price. And she is like the biggest straight shooter I've ever met.
Yeah.
Like, she will not let me get away with anything. And it's because she's like been through it. She just knows it.
That's what you need. Sometimes. It depends on your personality.
I love her. No, I just love her. She's just, like, so unbelievably wise but compassionate. And she's, like, can read me like a book. Like, I've had different kinds of therapists.
Which,
like,
isn't easy.
No. Yeah. No, she can read me like a book.
Yeah.
No, like, no problem. Like, there's no poker face with her.
Yeah.
Like, at all. And she's like, oh. She's like, you're getting a little uncomfortable, aren't you? I was like, what? I'm like, yeah. Can you tell? But she's amazing. And it's really good to just find a therapist that you can relate to.
Yeah.
I've had really wonderful, great therapists. But it's like, I don't want to tell them everything because...
Yeah.
I used to do that. I didn't realize that until actually just now. this realization that I always kind of wanted to impress my therapist. Yeah. So I was like, I'm doing really well. Everything's really good. And it's like, not good at all.
You're just, and it's like, why are you lying to this person that...
Totally.
You know,
totally.
Like, because
I didn't want her to be a worry.
Oh, I've been there. I totally...
Yeah. It's like, I don't want you to worry about me.
Yeah.
Which is, like, part of my issue anyways. Yeah. Because I don't want to burden anyone with anything. Ever.
Ever.
Yeah. We were talking about that, actually, just before we started this podcast, about how Sam, we were talking about how, like, I would never have done this. Like, a year ago, I was the most, go ahead.
Yeah,
I can see
you
want
to
say something.
We were just talking about, like, how much Maya's grown in sobriety. Like, to think of, like, you know, like, I've never talked so much with her about, like, Maya's always been super supportive of all her friends. Like, but when it comes to her, she just, like, shuts down, won't share what's going on. And you know something's going on. I was saying you've opened up to me a couple times when you're intoxicated.
Yeah.
But I was just saying, like, when she was telling me all this stuff, I, like, didn't even want to move because I'm like, okay, just, like, let her get it out. Like, don't
startle her.
Just, like, look her in the eyes, but not too much. Like, just act casual. And it's been really amazing to see you grow.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would never have, I've started actually just being really open with people about my story in general.
Same.
Yeah. Like, I've actually talked to, like, guy friends about, like, my intimate, like, real story.
Yeah.
And, like, I would have rather, like plucked out my own eyeball than done that. Like, even, like, a year and a half ago, even in treatment, I was like, I don't want to, no. I was like, my counselor, like, forced me to, and I was like, I fucking hate you for this. Like.
Well, it takes time, too, after getting sober. It's not like, oh, you're good to go, like, all your problems are solved. It's like, those 3 months after getting sober were probably three of the darkest months of my life. Like, so dark.
I was just scared. Yeah. I was scared of everything. Yeah. Like, I got out there, and it was like baby bird. I was like, okay. Like, just even going, like, I felt like a baby bird. I felt, like, super out of my own. Like, I was back in Victoria, but it wasn't the same city. Does that make sense?
For sure.
Like, I was not going to do any of the same things I did. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to, like, I would have, like, gone to the liquor store or something. Even seen like, Phoebe, like, on the street. I saw her one time. And it was, like, I was, like, scared for a second. Yeah. And it was weird because I was so socially awkward. I was, the first week, I just, like, stayed in the sober house and, like, just watched TV and barely left.
Yeah.
Because I, like, didn't even know what to do.
Well, I'm impressed you only did that for a week.
Yeah, but I did have to start getting out. And
Yeah. For sure.
But it was, like, definitely, like, slowly roll. And it was, then I just went to the gym. And then I would go to a meeting or something. And then I would just, like, push myself a little bit harder.
And that's a good thing. It's, like, you got to start small.
Because,
like,
you're terrified of everything.
Yeah. You can't be, like, okay, now that I'm sober, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go to the gym every day. I'm going to run a marathon. I'm going to, like...
It doesn't happen right away.
It really doesn't. No. Like, you got to take your time. And, like, I still go through phases where, like, I'm just, like, not as motivated, you know? Like... And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's totally
okay. No, 100%. I've been having, since the middle of August. It's been, like, it's, like, downtime.
Yeah.
And, like, I can feel it happening. And I'm, like, but I'm, like, aware of it. And, like, it's not going to hit me the same way it has in the past years.
Yeah.
Like, it just is that time of year for me. I just know, I'm aware of it. I know it. I have such a good support system. Like, honestly, like, I have the best friends I could ever imagine.
Well, you are such a good friend, right? Sweet.
But it's, like, I just feel more bonded with people than I felt maybe, like, ever.
Well, that's one of those beautiful things out of it, too, is the connections you create with people.
Yeah.
It's just different.
It's different. It's so different.
And, like, the way you feel joy.
Yeah.
Is different.
Yeah.
Like, you feel, like...
No, completely.
Pure joy. Not, like... It's, you know, like, when you're drinking, you have a couple drinks, and you get this, like, bubbly, like, feeling. And then after that, it was, like, just downhill. Like, I didn't enjoy the feeling anymore. Like, I did.
Yeah.
But it wasn't this, like, crazy, you know, amazing
for
feeling.
For me, it was, like, necessity at this point.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even, like, it wasn't fun at all. It wasn't, like, it was just, like, I had to.
For me, it was, like, too fun, and then it just was. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was a marathoner. Me and Phoebe marathon together.
Yeah.
So, like, I was never,
and I was,
like,
a binger.
You were a binger.
I was a binger.
Oh, my God. You could tell when Sam was going to get wrecked. Yeah. Like Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
Like she was coming in hot. It was like Miley Cyrus and Wrecking Ball.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like really, that's for the sure. best
Falling
analogy.
Out of windows.
Falling like out just... of windows. Like just like it, and it never, it didn't happen very often, but when it happened, it was a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
And it was a good time at the time, but it really wasn't.
It really wasn't. It really just wasn't. None of it like adds yeah. up. Like I was like, it's just, this yeah. doesn't make sense at
It just
all.
Wasn't you.
No.
Does that make sense?
No. I was like, I want more.
Yeah.
Like.
It was just, like, honestly, like, when I look back sometimes, I'm like, oh, that was tragic, Maya. Do you know what I mean? And yeah. you kind of look at it like, that was tragic. Like, it's like a bad HBO special. We're looking back yeah. being like, oh, God.
I did what?
Yeah. It just, it's so, it's just like, I hate it. I'm still yeah. trying to not play that looper in my head. Like, except, like. Gordon Joseph Levitt doesn't die at the end. Like, I just need to get out of that, though, yeah. where I'm like, Maya, this is not a good movie. It's like Saw. Like, it's so bad.
You're like, it's Groundhog Day.
It's Groundhog Day. I'm like, oh. But yeah, no, I think it's like, it's hard to look back at those, but I know, think of how much you've grown.
Oh, and don't yeah. get me wrong, yeah. so much of that is a motivation for me, right?
Oh, right?
Like, I have so many times I can think about. And I don't look at them like I used to, like things that I've done or, you know, things that I've said. I don't look at them as bad
anymore. I am
really
trying not to.
It yeah. comes, like, I look at certain situations, like even the DUI, I look at it and I'm like, fuck, that was a really poor decision.
Yeah.
Was not, like, a great time. But it got me to here. I'm in, like,
did,
such
babe.
A loving, healthy relationship.
You and, were in such a good place.
You know, like, yeah. I have a wonderful, beautiful dog.
And you
know?
Have a beautiful life. Like you,
I really,
things are good.
I do.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it doesn't yeah. mean that things aren't hard sometimes, but that's life.
That is life.
I wanted to actually yeah. say a quote that
okay.
I remember, like, I don't remember the exact time period, but it was, like, when stuff was
yeah.
super dark. And this is kind of what I was like, you need to get back on track.
Totally.
And it's such a simple quote. And it just says, choosing better for yourself can be really fucking lonely. Don't let that loneliness win.
Yeah.
And that, it's on my favorites on my phone. It's like,
that's,
oh,
that's
I look
beautiful.
At it all the
I like
time.
That.
It's just
yeah.
simple. And it, but it means so much to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you can't let that loneliness win. Because it can be
oh,
really
it can
lonely.
Be like, it can be like deafening.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But like, no, and I was talking to somebody about this actually today. I have a woman that checks up on me for work.
Yeah.
Because my insurance was so lovely and paid for my treatment. So she, I guess,
bless, him.
Bless her. So she checks up on me like every, like, couple, like once a month or something. And so it's actually really nice to have conversations with her because
yeah.
it's not dark and depressing. It's like, things are going really well. And I was talking about that. I just have like, I've been feeling really low, but and it's hard for people not to relapse this time of year.
Yeah.
But I was like, that would be such an end of game for me. Like, I can't even imagine it. Like, I won't ever go back to that. So even on the dark days, I'm like,
yeah.
it could be so much worse, Maya. Like, it would literally put me in a really bad spot. And I think that that's the thing, too, is, like, with sobriety and mm-hmm. having relapses like that sometimes,
yeah.
it can, like, it takes you farther back than where you started.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Or, so I've had one.
Yeah.
I call it a slip up.
It was a slip up.
It was a hard
it was
slip
a day.
Up.
It was a day.
It was
okay.
a day.
When I see relapses, people like sometimes go off the wagon for
yeah.
like a couple of days
yeah.
or like for a little bit.
But this was a good slip up.
And it was a good slip up. It was a learning lesson.
Yeah, yeah. Oh gosh, it just taught me that I'm like, you cannot do this.
Yeah.
This is not.
That's how I think it would be for me though.
Yeah.
I think I would have that and I would be like, oh God.
It's like, this is a reminder, you cannot drink.
Yeah.
You will
yeah.
never be able to drink.
Totally.
Like, it's just, it yeah. can't be a part of your life. It was, like, a hard reminder.
Yeah.
Felt even, yeah, the hangover was probably one of the worst I've ever had.
Oh, fuck. It was at our friend's wedding, by the way.
Yeah, it was at our friend's wedding, and, yeah, Sam got saucy.
Sam got saucy, but it was, oh, my God. It was just, like, in a full effect.
Yeah.
But I was more just upset with how upset you were.
For sure.
Because I think you were, like, fine for a little bit in the beginning, and then all of a sudden it hit you, and you didn't,
like,
want to be drunk
yeah.
at all. You
yeah.
did not want to be
like,
drunk.
I was like, I made a mistake.
Yeah,
yeah.
I could tell, and you were so upset about it, and
yeah.
that part broke my heart, because I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but that, you know, it was just a reminder, and
yeah, baby.
Now I'm here, and, you know,
yeah.
and you know what's another thing?
What's that?
Is that's, like, helped me through all this yeah. is podcasts.
Yeah, which is funny, hey?
I listen to podcasts, yeah. all sorts of podcasts, yeah. like, all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, and I drive a lot for work, so it's like I need to have, like, something to listen to other than just music, right? Yeah. And I've listened to a couple podcasts that have really liked, like, these two girls I love, Girls Gotta Eat.
Okay.
Have you ever?
I haven't heard of them.
Oh, they're
yet.
Great. They're okay. great. They've helped me through, like, a lot of hard times. Cool. I've been listening to yours.
We're going
to
plug their podcast right here.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one. It's amazing. Okay, cool. I'm actually going to go see them with our girlfriend, amazing. Sarah. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
In a couple weeks.
Cool. Let me know how it is.
I will.
Yeah.
But just, like, yeah, it's been, like, to have, like, somebody kind of talking to you, you know, or, like, I've listened to a lot of, like, self-help ones.
And totally.
Like, you know, totally. All sorts of things.
But I think just having this shared experience, I think that was great for us too. Yeah. Like coming out when I got out of treatment and it was like, I got to see you.
We connected even more.
Before. Yeah.
But after,
it was so nice. It was like, oh, it was like you're part of like this like love club for each other that you're just kind of like, hey, I'm here with you. Like totally. And it's like, because you have real talks. I had a friend, Lisa, she's been on here and she was like, the talks that we have, especially, are, like, just this different level deep. And that's what I love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely, like, I agree with her because, like, you were always someone I felt like I could tell anything to.
I know,
like,
you were so, yeah.
But you never gave that back.
I know.
Like, you told me a lot. Like, you know. But I feel like you finally come out of this.
Yeah.
Shell a bit.
Yeah.
Right?
1,000%. No, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was like very closed lip about everything. I did not want to talk about my feelings. I didn't want to talk about, I honestly, like at one point I was seeing the psychiatrist and I've actually had this a couple times with therapists where they're like, you don't even know how to identify your own feelings. And I was like, I was like, well, I think I feel like this instead. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I couldn't even get to the grips of, like, what I was actually feeling about something.
Yeah.
Like, I was so displaced with my feelings and my thoughts and everything. And so I just never wanted to, like, especially, yeah, I just never wanted to put that on anybody. And, like, yeah, it's really different to, like, take up space and not in a negative way, but, like, realize that, like, okay, sharing your feelings can actually help other people.
For sure.
Yeah. Before it was like, I don't want to tell you anything because I don't want you to be sad.
Well, and you realize how healing it is.
It can
too,
be.
Right?
Absolutely.
Like being able to voice what you're feeling.
Totally.
Because I can be, I would say you were more so standoffish with that, but I can be like that when I'm going through something. I'll just kind of shut down and go through it by myself.
Yeah.
You know, I have like I said, like, my partner, like, I would talk to him about a lot of stuff. But there was a lot of things that I wouldn't when he was away, right? It's just, like, it's sometimes how you heal is, you know, kind of, like...
Absolutely.
Playing it through your head. I mean, I'm not saying this is for everyone.
It's not for everybody,
Because it was hard.
Yeah.
But it's just how I kind of process it. And then I was like, okay, you need to get out of this because this is...
Yeah.
This is getting dark.
Totally. Yeah. You know? It's good to know when to pump the brakes on that.
Yeah.
And when you actually just like...
Or when you're ready. I'm ready to face the world again.
Completely. I'm ready to start talking about this stuff. I'm ready to like... Yeah. It's like you honestly sometimes you need to like... Yeah. Take that broken wing. Kind of like heal a little bit on your own. And then you can start like trying to fly again.
Yeah.
With the help of other people, right?
Especially because like with a situation like when, when you get sober, everyone's like, oh, what happened? or are you okay? Like, did some, you know, like a lot of people will be like, oh, I didn't realize you had a problem.
No, I
like,
know.
You know, and it's like, oh, I don't know how you didn't realize it. But okay. But you kind of have to, you don't have to, you don't have to share anything you don't want to.
Yeah.
But people expect you to say what happened. And I was so embarrassed about what had happened that I lied to a lot of people.
I bet you did. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was worried about it affecting my job. I was worried
completely,
about it.
Yeah.
You know, but I told the small knit group of people and now I've been able to be more open about it.
Yeah. And that's going to help other people.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it is really healing to share. And that is something that like I've come to learn. It took me about 35 years to get here, but I realized like it is so much healthier sharing about this stuff and like other people. Having people that support you and having people that love you and that are there for you for no matter what, it's just going to bring you guys closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really good for you.
Totally.
Yeah. And hopefully other people will feel more inspired to share with each other because it's not all so bad out there.
It's not so right? bad.
Yeah. And more people are going to relate to you than you realize, right?
For sure. Yeah. Even since I've been more open about it, I've definitely met quite a few people who have, you know, done the same thing.
Totally. Totally. It's good to just like be able to share that. I think it's, for us, both of us, I think it's changed our lives and like completely. Like obviously still dark days sometimes, but like our lives are like a 180 of what they were a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So yeah. So anyways, thank you so much for being here today, Sam.
Thanks for sharing
your story with everybody. Thank you for listening to us, everyone. And have a great night.
Bye.